This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for the Kuskokwim Delta from midnight tonight to midnight tomorrow. The warning area encompasses the coast from Hooper Bay to Nunavik Island and inland to Bethel. Snow and freezing rain is expected, with snowfall up to 4 to 6 inches and ice accumulating up to a half inch. The greatest snowfall is expected north and west of Bethel. Intermittent sleet is also possible. The National Weather Service cautions that, quote, travel could be extremely dangerous. In municipal news, if you received your permanent fund dividend check last month, you may have received a smaller check than you were expecting. The City of Bethel has started to garnish city fines for minor offenses from PFD checks. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
When Bethel City Councilmember Mark Springer opened his PFD check last month, he didn't like what he saw.
Before we got the dividends, I'm like, yes, $1,600 in the bank. And it was $1,490. And I'm like, what the heck? And I looked and it said lien from the City of Bethel.
Springer had a loose dog fine from 2013 that he had forgotten to pay. Back in 2016, the council instructed the city attorney to collect unpaid fines for minor offenses by garnishing them from PFD checks.
I will own it because I guess I was on the council when we told her to go ahead and do it.
This may be the first year that the city has been able to integrate with the court system and the permanent fund division. City Clerk Lori Strickler says at least this is the first year she has heard complaints from city residents about city liens on PFDs. Residents with fines for minor offenses are supposed to be notified before it's garnished from their check. But if the offense and notification occurred years ago, residents may have been surprised by the missing amount in their check. This is not just a convenient way to retire your debt to the city. There are extra fees if you wait for the amount to be garnished from your PFD. Springer's dog fine was originally just $50.
Cost me $110 between the police training surcharge and the court fee and the collection fee.
Springer is not the only one who had forgotten fines. Assistant Finance Director Ken Fay reported the City of Bethel has received about $20,000 from PFD garnishments for city fines, money that will go into the city's general fund. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
How can young people address climate change? Ben Charles from Bethel is taking on that challenge as part of a new initiative from the Inuit Circumpolar Council. He's been named to a new group called the Emerging Alaska Inuit Leaders Initiative. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger has the story.
This year has been a big year for young climate change activists. A lot of people are familiar with this Swedish teenager who has made international headlines about her school strike for climate change.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
That's Greta Thunberg speaking at the UN Climate Summit earlier this year. But Indigenous youth have also been speaking out about climate change, especially in Alaska. The 2018 National Climate Assessment Report says rural Alaska, and specifically Alaska Natives, will face the brunt of climate change impacts. And Alaska Native youths are witnessing those changes up close. At the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention last month, two young Indigenous women stood up to the microphone. Here's Quanah Chasing Potts, who is Gwich'in Athabascan and Lakota Sioux.
I am Indigenous, and we are not here to fight with our own people. We are here to stand together. This is a serious issue. I'm worried about our future generations. Like, we're crying up here. We should not have to cry to you guys.
And they persuaded AFN to pass a resolution declaring a state of emergency for climate change. All that has helped set the stage for what Ben Charles hopes to accomplish.
There's an old Yupik saying where things unfold or unveil themselves at the proper moment, and I believe this is the era where we are no longer Indigenous peoples, Inuit people, Yupik people, any Alaska Native and American Indian, we're no longer afraid to speak up.
As part of the Emerging Alaska Inuit Leaders Initiative, Charles is tasked with helping Inuit youth across Greenland, Alaska, and Canada and Siberia to express their perspective about climate change in their communities. And he has 2 years to do that. The initiative builds off the Ukiavik Declaration passed in 2018. It lays out 10 goals that the Inuit want to fulfill that upholds their values and customs. That includes food security, language revitalization, and, of course, climate change. But Ben Charles almost didn't apply.
I was hoping others would apply.
Charles manages the museum at the Bethel Cultural Center. He carves masks, and he is heavily involved in other social issues in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But people kept pushing him to apply, and after some research and self-reflection, he did. He says he felt he could do more than just focus on the YK Delta.
There's more that I could accomplish to advance Indigenous Alaskan, especially Indigenous Inuit, the issues that we face.
The word leader is written into the initiative, but Charles sees his role as helping bring people together to resolve issues, which is the type of leadership that aligns with Yupik customs.
For me, I still see each and every one of us as children until we have that or obtain that Yupik awareness. There's one of the stages of awareness where we no longer think of ourselves, we no longer think inward, but we're always working towards others and our environment.
Part of the job requires meeting with top policy leaders in the world, but he's not afraid.
The best way to approach talking with any individual, not just leaders, but just to be yourself and speak your mind and know what issues that you would like to see remedied. Because at the end of the day, we're just all people.
He's flying to Greenland and Madrid in the next couple of months as part of the initiative. And once the 2 years are up, Charles says his goal is to craft a framework that will help future youth to continue this work. And he hopes to continue to work with them. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.
A video game was released last month, perhaps the first one set around Bethel, Alaska. Game creator Wyatt White, born and raised in Bethel, demonstrated the game 3-Step for KYUK's Greg Kim.
Three Steps starts out with the main character dropped into the frozen tundra around Bethel. KYUK's DJ Grady Deaton was also in the room for the demo.
I love how it makes footpaths in the snow as you run around. And they go away, too, so you can't quite follow your old path.
Wind blows constantly during the game, covering your tracks. Pensive piano strokes and a lonely guitar let you know this will be a solitary adventure. The game's graphics are pretty basic and two-dimensional. Wyatt White admits that when he started the project, he wasn't the game developer he is now.
Whether it's good or not doesn't really matter to me. It's true to me, and it's true to what I wanted to do, and I feel like on some level it's true to Bethel.
The main character, Sadie Calisrade, has to scavenge for scrap metal to keep her snow machine running, and also hunt and forage for food to survive. On top of that, she's struggling to move on from her son's drug overdose. Wyatt says, in some ways, 3-Step is about his own life.
My family having lost a brother, really. He wasn't flesh and blood, but we considered him, one of us.
Wyatt says at first it was great to write about feelings he hadn't really addressed until then.
And then it became very difficult to keep working on it, just because there was so much emotion wrapped up in it.
At times, he would worry that if the game wasn't good, he'd be failing his family.
Especially because part of it is, my mom's story, and part of it's my brother's story, and part of it's, it's not just mine.
The game features other elements of Wyatt, like his thoughts on guns and alcohol.
I'm not a writer or a musician or anything, so my opinions have to come out in the form of a piece of software,
3-Step has been a solo form of expression for Wyatt. His brother Michael White helped create the music, but other than that, it's been just him. He says there isn't really a network of game developers around town to talk to.
Bethel? No, there are zero. There are 3 in Alaska.
Despite the lonely work, he likes that he made something by himself. He says he taught himself how to make games just using the internet.
Google. Lots of Google. I use a software called Game Maker Studio.
He says with that software, anyone can create a game just by clicking and dragging boxes. Now, after sharing such a personal story with 3-Step, Wyatt says his next game will be lighter.
Like punk rock and like, you know, driving fast cars and shooting big guns. Like, I need that after this.
You can find Wyatt's game 3-Step on the game distribution platform Steam. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your comments and news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.